Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. And yes, this is an audio blog episode. No one's complained yet that there's so many audio blog episodes lately. I will be going back to much more content that is affirmations, meditations, visualizations in the new year. But right now, as I'm finishing up this series, the worksheet series, audio blog episodes seem to fit. So this episode I am dedicating to Affirmation Pod listeners, Trish, Angie, and Tanya, because in January, so pretty much 11 months ago, I asked for requests for episodes, and there was something they requested that I wanted to have in this episode. They wanted something on self-care, me time, especially the kind of self-care where you need to say no to people, work, and other obligations or responsibilities. And they also mentioned self-care for people who are caregivers, caregivers for aging parents or ill family members, especially because there's times when you might feel frustrated or unappreciated or plain old worn out with a little support for yourself to fall back on. I have had different seasons of self-care, and in my head, I was actually going to outline for you a classic, amazing, incredible time of self-care that I used to have on a regular basis. Like I was going to go through it pretty much hour by hour or even half hour by half hour. But I decided, okay, I'm just going to give you the generalities. Years ago, I had Fridays off, and here's how I would spend it. I'd wake up, have some breakfast, pick up my gym bag that I packed the night before, and go to the gym. I would set up my step bench in the studio of the gym and leave my water bottle on the bench, basically to say, do not take, this is mine. And then I'd go downstairs with my iPod and a towel, grab a mat, put the mat on the floor, put the towel on top of the mat, and I would stretch while listening to a meditation podcast or an affirmation podcast until I heard the music going in the studio. And that would be a signal to me that the instructor has arrived and is starting to play the music and warm up and get her equipment ready. I'd go upstairs and go through a cardio workout, take a break, have a snack, go back to the studio for the next class, which would be a resistance workout. And it's kind of funny because I now listen to Chalene Johnson's podcast, Build Your Tribe, and have since then discovered that she was in the fitness industry and creating programs for instructors to use. Well, I never heard of any of that until she became a podcaster. The ones that my gym used initially were Body Step and Body Pump. And after a while, they changed to a different series, which was Group Step and Group Power. I have no clue how it all works behind the scenes with the fitness industry, but it doesn't matter what it was. I loved it. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a four-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code affirmation at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code affirmation, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today.
So after the resistance training class, I'd go back, get changed, and pick up my yoga mat. And I'd go back to the studio and I would take the yoga class. Now it's probably becoming a bit more obvious why I chose to pack my gym gear the night before, because there was extra towels, extra clothes, all this stuff. So I take the yoga class. After the yoga class, I'd go to the sauna of my gym and I would read. At that point, I hadn't actually clued in that I could journal in the sauna, but I later on did journal in the sauna. And then after that, another snack, take a shower, and then I would return back downstairs, grab a mat, lay it on the ground again, put a clean towel down with, as you can imagine, my iPod, and I would listen again to a meditation or an affirmation podcast. Some of us regulars at the gym used to joke that our membership fee, which was $15 a month, the owner of the gym was losing money on us because of how much we use the facilities. Even thinking about those days and imagining them brings such a calm and warm and comfortable feeling to my body. And I loved those days. I miss those days. It pretty much had almost all of my self-care tools, techniques, and strategies. It didn't have nature, but it had so many other elements of my self-care strategy. However, that season is not this season. And here's what I want to say. Sure, we would all love to have our self-care days or weeks that are so immersed in self-care. I mean, total rejuvenation, head to toe. But we live in the real world and we live in real life. And sometimes self-care is tough. Sometimes self-care is hard. Sometimes self-care seems impossible, and not for bad reasons. If you're caring for a parent and experiencing burnout and loneliness yourself, and I'm thinking of someone who is a listener, you emailed me in May, so I haven't chatted with you since then, but you're in Ireland. I hope you're doing well and things are becoming more manageable. If you are taking care of things that are important and they feel like the right thing to do for you, but it also makes self-care very challenging. Oh, and by the way, this is me in this season of life, in the sense that I'm caring for a young baby and a toddler. I've got two things to say when it feels like self-care is impossible or almost impossible. One is, whenever you find yourself saying, I have to, like for me, I have to be with the baby, take care of the baby. My baby doesn't take bottle at all and is hardly taking the bassinet. Shift that to, I choose to. I choose to be with my baby. If for you, it's, I have to take care of my uncle. He never got married. He's never had kids. There's no one else to take care of him. Or I have to take care of my mom. She has so many needs right now. I need to be there for her. Mentally and emotionally, if you can, and I'd love for you to remember these two words, own it. I choose to take care of my uncle. I choose to give to him what a son or daughter would have given to him, but he doesn't have a son or daughter to do that for him. I choose to take care of my mom. I choose to put time, effort, energy into looking after her needs and taking care of her. And I also know some of us are in the sandwich generation, where we're taking care of aging parents, working full-time jobs, and have young children at home. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, oh, they must think I'm so, and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy. And with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to reschedule your appointments, you get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
Whatever your situation is, I say own it. That may not necessarily change how much self-care you give yourself, but it does change your perspective. So the first thing I'd love for you to remember is own it. The second thing I'd love for you to remember is lowest hanging. And what I mean by that is if you are in a season where self-care is tough, and it might be work-life balance, you may be traveling a ton for work, my suggestion is go for the lowest hanging fruit of self-care. I know in the season I will not be at the gym for 5.5 hours like I used to. And I had a moment not long after my son was born, and I was thinking about something that is happening in my husband's side of the family that's been painful to experience. I was on the rocking chair with my baby and thinking, man, this is a time when I really could, should, and would flip open my journal, grab a pen, and just write it out. How I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, all of that. Great self-care. But here I am. I'm exhausted. I just had a baby. I'm holding this baby right now. And I've got a course, Journaling Pod. It has a private RSS feed to a podcast that only Journaling Pod students can access. And I have it on my phone. And I was thinking it would be a great time to push play on one of my guided journaling templates and just let me guide me through this. But here I am. My phone is downstairs. I am upstairs. And in that moment for me, the lowest hanging fruit of self-care was to just say it out loud. And I journaled out how I was feeling, what I was thinking. And my husband came in the room and he mentioned something else that the person in his family is choosing to do that we didn't know before. And I said to my husband, you know, at this point, I would probably write in my journal like a letter to this person to just get out how I feel. But I'm just going to say it out loud. So I said out loud, I went, dear so-and-so, and I just said, like, here's the great things you've done. Here's the great choices you've made. And then I start talking about these other choices he's made and how it's affecting us, and just out loud. And I started to cry. And my husband at the end was, that's a nice letter. But it was my way of processing it. It was my version of self-care for that moment, for that season of life, for this season of life. I'm still in it on many levels. I don't know what it is for you. What is the lowest hanging fruit of self-care? But that's your homework. We all go through different seasons of life. It's becoming winter where I live, but for Rowena, where she lives in Australia, it's becoming summer. We all are going through a different season of life, just like the seasons change around us. This month's theme is self-care management. I want
for you to be able to manage self-care, even if it means what you have going on is the lowest hanging fruit of self-care. Well, that's okay. That in itself could reap far greater dividends than a 5.5 hour day at the gym. That is today's episode. In a few days, I'm going to re-release one of my old episodes, which is an affirmation called I Honor Myself. There's lots of new people coming in and listening to Affirmation Pod, and you might not have gotten through all of the old content from way, way back, even way, way back from when I was the Affirmations for Healthy Living podcast. So I'm selectively choosing some to rebroadcast. And I Honor Myself is great. Well, first of all, because it's 3 minutes long, but also because it's a nice segue from this month's theme, self-care management, to next month's theme, which is support system management. If you are appreciating my content here at Affirmation Pod and you're purchasing some holiday gifts or birthday gifts soon on Amazon, please consider using my Amazon link, affirmationpod.com/Amazon, because I'll get a small commission on the purchases you make. It's no extra cost to you. The prices are the same whether you use my link or not. The only difference is if you use my link, I will get a small commission. Again, that link is affirmationpod.com/Amazon. And if you're looking to the new year, 2017, you're looking to make a fresh start, you can sign up for my worksheets. But if you don't want to jump around to those episodes and sign up for each one, I do have it available as a workbook, affirmationpod.com/workbook. All 8 worksheets are in there. All 8 worksheet episodes are in there. And like I mentioned last week, listener Lisa, she's using it as part of her materials for a half-day retreat that she's going to have for herself to prepare for the new year. Again, if you want to check it out, affirmationpod.com/workbook is where you'll find it. Thank you so much for listening to Affirmation Pod. Again, 2 things to remember from this episode. Own it. Own the season of life that you're in. And lowest hanging. Go for the lowest hanging fruit of self-care. Now go be you, know you, and love you. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.